Absolutely. It's going to be one of the first decisions, really, when we come back, that will really, really impact on an issue. Now, the Mokana Leisure Centre has been closed for over 4 years. It's a source of extreme frustration in this local community. And anybody running for the local election in South Inishowen who's out knocking doors will be hearing it door after door. When's Mokana Leisure Centre coming back? Now, Leisure Centre's going out to tender. We know exactly how much it's going to cost, how much of a shortfall the crowd's going to need to step in and fund in order to get it back open. So once that comes back, the newly elected council, whoever the 37 members who have to be elected, will come together and we'll have to make a decision on whether to fund that shortfall. So I would hope that anybody putting themselves forward for election will give a commitment, particularly those in Inishowen, to vote to fund the shortfall of Mokana Leisure Centre and get it open ASAP.
Now, the last update you received from the council, they did say that significant discussions were taking place between themselves and the company. Surely it does mean that perhaps the matching funding will be in place in the very near future.
Yeah, I'm hopeful of that. This is something that I've been pushing quite strongly throughout the last 5 years as a councillor. When I was chairperson of the Inishowen Municipal District, to pull together the 9 councillors in Inishowen with the Leisure Centre Committee there, and across party basis, the 9 councillors agreed to support the funding shortfall. Then a number of months ago, I moved a motion in Lifford and got backing from the 37 councillors that we'd fund the necessary shortfall. So we've been progressing, albeit at a slow pace, and that's been frustrating, but the latest update I've got is that it will go out to tender. We'll know exactly how much is needed, and there will be a funding package put to the 37 members of Donegal County Council, who will then have the decision to decide whether or not to fund Mokana Leisure Centre. So we know that we're making progress. We know that in the next year, with the right political will, it can be done. So hopefully, it'll be the next council that delivers Mokana Leisure Centre, because it's an absolutely vital facility for the people of Inishowen.